Dinner Ladies by Taran Alley, with Barbara Dixon as Bev and Bridget Forsyth as Mrs. Ollerenshaw. Episode 2, Harebrained Schemes.
And what we're going to do for money if you lose your job?
How about you taking your turn to earn some?
You know there's no jobs round here for blokes like me.
For idle ones? No, you're right. Now come on, get in the car, I'm going to be late. You and old Kevin, how's the house?
Oh, Mum, you're going to show me up in front of me mates.
You should have thought of that before you went AWOL yesterday, Kevin.
Oh, what am I supposed to do at school at 7:30? No one gets there that early.
Don't worry, it's all sorted. I should think you'll be quite busy.
Busy? Doing what? Oh, Mum, it's a flipping stupid idea.
Gary, will you get him in the car?
Kev! Shift!
Flaming hell! I don't need an armed escort, you know.
The way you're going, Kevin, it'll be good practice for when you're in Borstal. Get gone. See you, Shelley.
Bye.
Here, Dad, can you let us off at the park? I can have a kick around till it's time for school.
Yeah. Great idea, Kevin. You can start planning for the same career as your dad. Now, get in the car, the pair of you.
It's early to be looking for business, isn't it, love?
Oh, get lost. I'm not telling you again.
Hey, Miss,
yeah? The spots look familiar, yeah?
Come on, Bev.
Who was that on the phone, anyway?
Paul Newman.
Oh, very funny.
Who do you think it was? Me toy boy, he's the union rep.
Calling you at 7 in the morning?
They're privatising us, Gary. It's an emergency. You've not got a clue, have you?
It's all right, Mum. I'll get out here.
Kevin. Anyway, Paul
It's Paul now, is it?
That, as we're a grant-maintained school, they can write what they want in the new kitchen contract. So, we just need to get them to write me and the girls in as the staff. Simple.
You reckon?
Here, slow down. Joel said she'd wait outside the superstore. What are you wearing?
Get lost!
Joel, get in here before you get arrested.
Oh, sorry, Bev. I thought it were more trouble.
I could live out here, Mum.
You'll stay put.
Hiya, Gary. Kev.
Hiya.
Forget to put your frock on, did you?
A bit early for you, isn't it, Kev?
I know it's. I've arranged something special for our Kev, you know, to make it worth his while coming in.
Hey, you'll probably be the lollipop lady outside school, Kev.
Ha-ha.
Uh-huh. Full of ideas, your Mum.
Her brain schemes more like.
Sure. What have you come as?
Well, it gets so flipping hot in them kitchens. I'm hardly going to wear me thermals, am I?
Yeah, but nice if you wore summit, though.
There you go, love.
Thanks, Sheila.
You better get your overall on before Mrs. Ollerenshaw sees you. She won't be happy you trolloping around in front of the kids like some go-go dancer.
Go-go dancer? You don't like me hot pants, then?
I think they're brilliant. Wish I had the figure for them. But not the red. It clashed with me varicose veins.
So what's your problem?
It's going to be easy enough to get rid of us without giving them any more reasons. Here, do you want one of Sophie's cornflake biscuit disasters from yesterday? I really like them.
No, sir.
I didn't sleep a wink last night. I've been that upset. I mean, you spent 25 years in their kitchen and they just chuck you on the scrap heap. I'll never get another job if I lose this one. I mean, little cleaning job in the afternoons won't pay the bills.
No, here we go.
Johnny, me.
Can we get?
Bless her, she'll kill herself one of these days.
You all right? I scratched me mud guard. Should have run the flaming bin over. Joe, what are you wearing?
We've done that, Sally. Come on, love.
We're just drowning our sorrows in a brew.
I know he didn't come in today. What's the point if they're going to get shot of us? Oh, there's loads left in that pot. The bin men are just coming up the drive. Morning, girls.
Morning.
What you got to be so chirpy about?
A whole day away from the old man. Always lifts me spirit.
And I've even managed to get Kevin to school. Stan's agreed to show him the ropes.
There you go.
tar.
What? You want your Kev to be a caretaker?
Listen, I'll be happy if there's anything other than a lump of lard like his father. Anyway, I've been speaking to the union and they're going to back us. They reckon we'll probably keep us jobs, whoever takes over the kitchens, as long as the school makes it a condition of the contract.
Yeah, but what jobs and what pay?
I'm going to set up for us to see Mrs. O later.
Oh.
See what's what.
Good,
oh, that's
good.
Right.
Morning, ladies. We wondered if breakfast at Beverly's was showing this morning.
Of course it is, Barry. Come on in. Joe, you couldn't do them some toast, could you?
Yeah, sure. I'll just get me overall.
Oh. We were expecting toast, not crumpet.
Watch it or you'll get knuckle sandwich.
Hey, Barry, have you heard our good news? We're going to be sold off to the highest bidder.
Oh, yeah? Happened to us 2 years back.
You know, I'd always find a use for you, Barry.
How about you lot kept your job?
Sort of. More hours, less money. We would have been for it ourselves if we'd realised.
There you go.
Thank you very much.
Oh, you wonderful man. You might have just saved our lives.
Might I? How's that?
Girls, we can handle this kitchen with our eyes closed, can't we?
Well, of course we can.
Yeah. Right. So, how about we go for it? Ourselves.
Yeah, what?
What did she say?
Look, Sheila, love, the sell-off's not a tragedy. So let's not turn it into a farce.
And I said to her, if I catch it on my grounds again, I shall call the dog warden.
Oh, I see.
Right, Kevin. You plunge down the drainage hole while I shove the rod up from this end. We might just clear it. Come on, lad. Today, please. I've not time for messing about.
Yeah, but haven't you got any longer gloves?
We're cleared in a year, Arnold. Not getting into nuclear blinking waste.
Yeah, but I might get some splashes up my arms.
Oh, get on with it, lad. Ready? Plunge. Oh. If your mates wouldn't spit the gum out while they're having a pee, then I wouldn't need to do this. Every few weeks.
Oh, what a stink. How can you... Oh, can
if you... it's the only job you can get, you take it. I left school with no qualifications. I'm in no position to be fussy.
Oh, oh.
Gotcha. Crikey. Look at that plug of chewing gum. No wonder it will blow.
Oh, flipping heck.
Oh. Come on, lad. Let's go and have some breakfast.
God.
What's your sausage roll, Sally? 89 degrees. Sheila, how many of everything?
100 ring donuts, 50 chocolate chip muffins, and 50 flapjacks.
Joe, what you got?
100 toast, 100 tea cakes,
and one tart. Right, girls, I hope you've all got clean drawers on, because we're meeting Mrs. O after break. Get a few things sorted.
Oh, that's
right.
Good.
And you, Joe, you'd better get your overall on.
I'm really sorry, Ben. I've not been feeling well all morning. It's me, you know, morning sickness. And I've been so upset since yesterday. So was my Darren, but I wanted
Sophie,
to come in. I've just been throwing up all morning.
Sophie, love, calm yourself down, love. You're here now. Catch your breath. And go and get your hat and your pinny on.
Yeah, okay.
Hey, Soph, could you do us a favour after break and make another batch of your cornflakes thingies? I've finished a lot.
Yeah, of course.
Oh. Thanks a lot. Are you okay, Sheila?
Yeah, I'm fine.
You're just a bit tired, that's all.
Well, you go home and you put your feet up straight after lunch, love.
Oh, you must be joking. I'll be cleaning offices until 5:30.
Hey, crash helmets on, everyone. Here comes the riot.
I sincerely hope that none of you good ladies are taking this in any way personally. You're all extremely important to Old Dale School.
Oh, thank you, Mrs. Allenshaw.
How can we not take it personally? It's happening to us. I think what Sheila means, Mrs. Ollerinshaw, is that we're really not sure where this leaves us.
I don't know that myself, Beverly, but it's not all going to happen overnight. We will keep you fully informed about progress as it happens. So far, it's only a decision.
I've not been in your office before, Mrs. O, but I've heard you always get off with a sherry, you know, if you're important enough.
Oh, of course. Joe, yes. Oh, do excuse me. I assumed it was a little early, but you ladies have been up for hours already. Who's for a little amontillado?
No, not
really. We'll all have one.
You know, I remember hearing that the pubs around the old Billingsgate market would open up very early for the fish traders and their wives.
I've never been called a fishwife before. But then again, I've never been treated like a slave to be bought and sold, neither.
Ladies?
Oh, what lovely tumblers.
Oh, yes, I'm afraid I'm a little short of sherry glasses at the moment. Beverly?
Thanks very much.
Little accident with the cabinet the other day. Right, everyone got one?
Oh, thank you.
Chin-chin.
Cheers.
Up your bum.
I've been told that, you know, in the contract with a new company, like, Old Dale School could insist that we're all kept on at the same rates of pay and on the same hours.
Well, Beverly, we don't want to tie the new manager's hands behind the backs before they've even started, do we?
Depends what they look like.
But we will insist on fair practices, I can assure you of that.
And what about loyalty? To those of us who have worked here for 25 years.
I do agree, Sheila, but I'm afraid there are bound to be changes.
It seems to me, if you wanted things kept exactly the same, you'd have to run the kitchen yourselves, really, ladies.
That's exactly what I've been telling them, Mrs. O.
Well, I didn't really mean it.
I don't think it's such a bad idea. Between us, like, we could manage it. Beverly, what do you think?
Well, I don't know.
Here, will you look at these, Joe? Though I say so myself, my vegetable samosas are out of this world. It's my Sanjay. He's shown me a secret knack. Oh, honestly, you've got one-track minds, you two.
Hey, I'll have some of them samosas for my lunch, Sal. Sort us a couple out, would you?
Okay, okay. Sophie, what do you have?
Another sherry, please!
Not in your condition, you're not.
Hey, I'm so sorry, Beverly. But hey, I'm a little short of dinner, please. So you'll have to have your lunch in this bucket.
What a doing there.
Nice to hear you calling someone else today. I've been granted a day off, have I?
We've got a new enemy, Reese. Mrs. O and the Board of Governors giving us the chop.
They think some company can do this cooking a lot cheaper.
And, Ree, the thing is, we reckon...
No. You and Sheila reckon no one else.
All right. Me and Sheila reckon we might as well all step into boss's shoes ourselves and go for the contract.
You what? You lot? Run your own company? Oh, that's good. Oh, that's brilliant, that is. Oh, that's cheered me up no end. You! Your own bosses!
She's worked here 12 years and it's the first time I've seen her laugh.
Oh, she's just like one of them laughing skeletons on the ghost train. She gives me the creeps.
I've suddenly lost my appetite.
She'll be the first to go when we're in charge.
Hello, it's Mrs. Ollerinshaw here, head teacher of Old Dale School. Well, I'm in the process of revolutionizing the way this school runs and would like a corporate video film made showing us as the center of excellence we are fast becoming. I was wondering what sort of budget I should be thinking of for a, say, 15-minute video film. Oh, really? That much? No. I'll call you back once I've discussed it with my governors. Thank you so much.
Maggie, get Mr. Chislington down here and tell him to bring the Media Studies Department camcorder.
20 large tins of baked beans, 15 of tomatoes. Come in! Oh, hello, Stan.
How's it going?
Oh, I'm just catching up on my orders now they've all gone home. How was my Kevin this morning?
I kept him busy.
Oh, thanks.
Kevin saw me a bad news and was wondering if they set out about caretakers.
No. You're quite safe, Stan. It's just us for the chop. Nobody knows what's going to happen. Except Sheila, of course. She's got it all sorted out. Some harebrained scheme where all of us girls get together and bid for the school catering contract.
That's a brilliant idea. You all know what you're doing. Been doing it before most of these kids were born. And you do it for them, not just for the money.
You've not been at Mrs. Old Sherry and all, have you?
You what?
Mum, you still here?
In the office, Kevin. I'm surprised he's still here.
You're right, Stan.
Cleaned yourself up after this morning, have you, lad?
Just about, yeah. Is me dad here?
Not yet, no. But he'll get here, if he knows what's good for him.
I've been thinking, if I got me GCSEs next year, do you reckon they'd let me stay on to do me A-levels?
Well, I don't see why not. Is that what you want to do?
Well, I've been thinking about it.
That's great, Kev.
Good for you, lad.
Oh, that'll be Gary. See you tomorrow, Stan.
Here, girls. You know, after that sherry yesterday, everything tasted great. We should give the kids some.
What am I on next week?
After the miracle of your cornflake cakes, what else could I put you on? Hot sweets.
Oh, thank heavens. I'm exhausted with all this washing up.
I'm still waiting for that new batch of biscuits you promised me.
Oh, sorry, Sheila. I've had that many pots to wash, I've not had time.
Only one more day to go, love. In the meantime, here's some more for you.
Oh, thanks a bunch.
She's getting cheeky, that one. Who's been teaching her?
Me!
Sally, what's your fingers?
Fish fingers 87, bacon fingers 89.
Sheila, what's the story?
2 large trays of apple crumble, 3 jugs of custard, 30 doughnuts left over from break time, and I've done 1 small tray of tapioca.
Oh, the kids won't touch that. It's like frog's balls.
Not for the kids. Just for me and that lovely biology teacher.
She don't give up that one.
Mind! Sandwich trolley coming through. Did I bring those crumbles through yet, Bev?
No, not yet.
I'm not concentrating. Didn't sleep again last night. Had a nightmare about a lunchtime supervisor. Kept seeing Rita's bony face grinning at me.
Oh, hi, Rita.
Oh, flipping it.
Yeah, don't worry.
Sounds like an owl, though.
Hello, ladies.
Yeah, it does sound like her, an owl.
Hello. I've come to recycle your fat.
Oh, start with Sheila, then I'm next.
Looks like I'm in time for lunch and all.
You pick your times, don't you, Dave? We're just about to serve up.
It won't take me a moment. How much is there?
Sophie, you emptied the fryers, didn't you? How many drums of oil are there to go?
3. They're in the star room.
And you might as well take us away for recycling while you're at it, Dave.
You what?
They're putting the kitchen out to a private company.
When?
Well, they haven't decided yet, but Sheila reckons us girls should take it over.
You've been at the cooking sherry again, have you, Sheila?
Yes, we are, actually.
Oh, don't see us as having brains then, do you, Dave?
What?
Think we're all just pennies and ladles, do you?
No.
Well, you can just take your cans of old oil, shove them in your wagon and bugger off.
Right.
Go on.
Oh, right.
From
right.
Now on,
I'm sorry.
If you don't think we're good enough, needn't come round here scrounging bloody lunch. Go away, go! Well, where are you all gawping at? Come on, we've got lunch to serve.
Yeah. Come on, girls. Dishing up time.
Remind me not to get on the wrong side of Sheila.
I'll bring that custard through. Mind yourself, Sophie.
Sheila?
Oh, my God.
Sheila,
no. Sheila. Sheila, can you hear me, love?
Is she breathing?
Get that custard off her face, it'll burn her. Here.
Sally,
You better call for an ambulance. He looks serious.
Aye.
So, Mr. Chislington, what I had envisaged was a slick and professional corporate video film that captures the potential and vision that is just beneath the surface here at Old Dale School.
Oh.
And I thought the opening shot could be of me addressing the viewer and inviting them to come on a tour of Old Dale School, where dreams of a bright future become a reality.
In my experience, Mrs. Olleran Shaw, corporate videos in the style of the Queen's Christmas speech usually aren't taken very seriously. Don't have the desired impact, unless you've got a budget that can afford a professional presenter.
Mr. Chislington! Yes, Maggie! Oh, my God! That's all we need.
And which ball cares from the kids?
That one. With all the roses. Over 200 names on the card. Bless them.
It shows how much they care about you, Sheila. We all do.
I know, I love.
I expect you've had loads of visitors.
Only my daughter, Carol, were allowed in yesterday.
And the rest of your family are here now, eh, Sheila?
Oh, why?
You're saving me a fortune and all. Friday nights, I'm usually shelling out a bingo.
Oh, it's lovely to see you, girls. I miss all our chit-chat. What happened for lunch, then, after I took a dive?
They kept the kids in lessons for another 40 minutes. And after you were safely on your way, half the staff room come through and served lunch.
We were too upset to do out.
We just sat in Beb's office staring at each other. Mm.
Mrs. O put on a white coat and hat and dished up the chili.
Oh, but the best bit with the washing up.
Oh, yeah. Mrs. O asked her hadn't seen Rita to that wash pot.
You should have seen her face.
But she couldn't very well say no, could she?
I reckon them pots have never been cleaner. It's the first time they've had an acid bath.
And don't you worry. You take your time to get better. We'll manage. I'll get one of our old girls to come back for a while. Just you remember. That job's got my name on it.
Yeah, but don't rush it, love. You don't want to go playing games with your heart. You just do as the doctor tells you.
And don't go worrying about the new contracts.
No. You can leave everything to us. We'll sort out a good deal with the new bosses.
New bosses? When are you girls gonna stop tugging your forelocks? Here's our chance to poke the bosses in the eye and stick our hands in their pockets at the same time. We've got to do it. We're the only ones who'll put us first.
Hello, 4391.
Sally?
Oh, hiya, Beth. Still on for visiting Sheila tonight?
Oh, Sally.
Oh, no. No, Bev. Don't tell me.
She's gone, Sal. Half hour ago.
No.
The girl's just been on the phone.
Oh, Bev. Why is she never last attack?
It was quick, though. She didn't suffer.
Oh,
poor love.
Oh, Sheila.
And I can think of no greater symbol of her commitment to and her consideration for others than to tell you that it was her wish to have this service in the late afternoon. so that all of her colleagues could attend with ease, and so that no one should go without a proper meal. Sheila Ebsworth, a dinner lady to the end.
Oh, look at poor Carol. She nearly breathed from crying. She really loved her mum, didn't she?
I still can't believe it. All happened so quickly.
I can still see her lying there, covered in custard. She dropped like a stone.
Look at all them flowers. Blimey. There's a lot of people gonna miss her.
That's part of life, isn't it? Dying. That's why you've got to live it to the full. Oh, I hope Sheila did everything she wanted to. Girl, that must be the worst. To be on your deathbed wishing you'd done this, that and the other. But, you know, you've been too scared.
Yeah.
Listen, girls. Sally and I have been talking. Sheila were right. We're capable women. But are we thinking of selling ourselves short? We're going to let some company run by blokes who know nothing about school dinners come in and tell us what to do, when to work, how much to get paid? I don't think so. We're going for that contract. And I know exactly what we're going to call the new canteen. Sheila's Kitchen.
Oh, yeah.
Brilliant.
Sheila's Kitchen.
Dinner Ladies was written by Taran Alley and the script editor was Wendy Lee. Barbara Dixon played Bev. Jean Haywood, Sally. Bridget Forsyth, Mrs. Ollerenshaw. Kay Ragg, Joe. Debbie Chazen, Sophie. Joyce Gibbs, Sheila. Tim Dante, Gary. Bill Dean, Stan. Andrew Wincott was Mr. Chislington and the Vicar. Maxine Finch, Rita. And Stephen Hoyle was Kevin. The script consultant was Anne Edivine. Studio engineer, Dave Peacock. And the director was Taran Alley. Dinner Ladies is a Bona Lassie production for BBC Radio 4.